Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and we are back in studio again with myself and my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And today we are kicking off a brand new series, and we're just, as always, excited to be in the presence of the Lord from bosom to bosom, heart to heart. And of course, this is Mission from the Heart. And just to keep you grounded and rooted in the Word of God, that we will continue to bring the Word of God alive and allow the Holy Spirit that lives within you to bring it alive even more so, meaning in you and through you. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And as we bring this new series, wonderfully titled as The Relationship. Now, think about this. The relationship of the spirit, the soul, and the body is what we are going to open up and unpack scripture concerning, the relationship of the spirit, the soul, and the body. Now, some of us may have been taught in church body, mind, soul, and body. But Minister Copeland and I, we're going to unpack scripture concerning the spirit man, the soulish man, and the body. If you haven't heard previous broadcasts by Minister Copeland, he loves to call body our earth suit. And in that type of light or illustration, it really brought things into perspective for me to understand that our body is our earth suit, what we can touch, see, feel, smell. And this is what we are going to unpack today in this new series titled The Relationship of the Spirit, the Soul, and the Body. Now, our launchpad scripture is going to be 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to get your Bibles ready. Come to the table, ready, willing, and able, that you would see how the Lord God has created us, and also see how those three parts of the human body, the spirit, the soul, and the body, are all knitted or connected, woven together in order for a beautiful instrument for God to use, and how he uses each part of our body. And it's just a beautiful workmanship of God that he does, and how he does what he does with his earthen vessel. That's you and I. We are the earthen vessel. So turn your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and our launchpad scripture is going to be verse 23. So I'm going to read this verse for us in the Amplified translation. Now, this is a translation that kind of amplifies or gives us a little more in-depth of what this passage is speaking or talking about. But you follow along in your translation. And if you would like to follow along in the Amplified translation, especially if you have a Bible app on your phone or your tablet, whatever device you may be on or use for your Bible study. I think it's good to have different translations so that we can get a deeper understanding of what the passage is talking about. And so I'm going to go ahead and read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 23. And just for the benefit, I'm going to read 23 and 24. But let me start with verse 23. And it reads this way. You follow along as I read. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. That is, separate you from profane and vulgar things. Make you pure and whole and undamaged, consecrated to him, set apart for his purpose, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete and be found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And 24, just for the benefit of the scripture passage, I'm going to go ahead and read 24. Faithful and absolutely trustworthy is he who is calling you to himself for your salvation. And he will do it. He will fulfill his call by making you holy, guarding you, watching over you, and protecting you as his own. So keep that in mind, my brothers and sisters, and keep that passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and we are going to unpack that scripture, Minister Copeland and I, as we continue in this new series, The Relationship. And I love the way it's titled, The Relationship of the Soul and the Body. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things. In all things. In all things. The good things, the things that we may think that is bad, and the things that we may think that is ugly. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God. It's God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Because our Lord and our God is always working all things. The all things that we give thanks in, he's working in that all thing, whether we think it's a good thing, whether we think it's a bad thing, whether we think it's an ugly thing. Our God loves us so much that he always working in all things. And the Word of God tells us that he works all things together. Whether we think they're good, whether they think we think they're bad, whether we think they're ugly, he's working it all together for the good, for those that love him and are called according to his purpose and his promises. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. The peace of God upon you and the blessings of God upon you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Kenita Smith, we are super excited to be back together in studio again. Well, we'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. Well, we want you to know that it's an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a great, magnificent, wonderful plan for your life. And every time you are faithful to open your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God is ever so faithful to download revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Ghost will empower you and equip you and lead and guide you to God's divine destiny for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of our loving God to a lost and dying world. Hallelujah. Amen. As was said earlier, we're starting a new series today, the relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body. Excellent series that will reveal to you through God's mirror, and we learned of God's mirror in the last series, what God is doing in you and with that, I want to go to a scripture the Holy Spirit just put in my spirit. Ephesians. Let us go to Ephesians chapter 3:20. Let us read that, please.
Ephesians chapter 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen.
Amen. And that's the essence of the teaching, that we can see how God is working in us with his power, how he has already worked in our spirit man. Immediately when we were saved, he done a complete and finished work. But in the process of us working out that spiritual salvation into our souls and into our physical body, through the Holy Spirit, he is doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And it's according to the supernatural power of his spirit. And these truths shall reveal the relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body. And we already read our launch pad scripture. And that scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and I love verse 24, awesome, awesome, awesome. Scripture reveals that three parts, spirit, soul, and body, clearly reveals. And what we want your heart to receive is, as God divides us up in our three parts by his word and the power of his Holy Spirit, we want your heart to receive, because you're a new creation in Christ. You've been born again, that now that the Spirit of God dwells in you, inside of your spirit, the real you is a spirit. You're no longer flesh or carnality. So that saying is, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a physical body. See, the world cannot say that, because they do not have this great spirit that God has given us. So they do not belong to God. And I want to qualify that statement and go to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. And Romans chapter 8 is one of my favorite chapters. You ought to read that and meditate on that whole chapter. It's just filled with the Spirit of the living God and filled with power. It is not power that's out there in the atmosphere, our spirit that's floating around in the earth realm, but it's that great Spirit that God has placed in you, in me, and that great power that God has filled us with through and through. You got to meditate, Romans chapter 8. And let us read verse 9.
Romans 8, verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Amen.
Hey, read the next scripture, please.
Verse 10, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen.
Amen. And that's the direction we're heading. We're heading toward righteousness, so we have to go by the Spirit. And we cannot lean to our own understanding, and we cannot go by the knowledge of this world system, and we cannot go by the knowledge of the leaders in this world system, and not even the knowledge that they teach on some of these great universities. The only thing that can lead us and guide us in this journey is, remember last series, God's mirror. And we have to look into God's mirror for our destiny, our plan, and our destination, and let it reflect. That is what a mirror was created to do, to reflect reality back to us. And God's supernatural mirror was created to reflect supernaturally our spiritual identity, our spiritual DNA, and what God has already done and provided for us since we've been adopted into the kingdom of God. And this is above what the natural circumstances and the natural situations are speaking to us. It's above what the biggest mountain we may ever see. And it's greater than a valley that will try to take us to our lowest place. God is always with us, ever to lift us up into his divine destiny that he has for our lives. We are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a physical body. Let's go to the book of Genesis. I want to go to the book of Genesis, the book of creation. And we want to go to the second chapter. And we want to read verse 7.
Genesis 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Amen.
We are spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a physical body. And we look at the creation of mankind. From the dust of the ground, we see the body. Blew into his nostrils the breath of life, we see the spirit. And the Spirit of God being so powerful in the body of the man brought forth a living soul, spirit, soul, and body. We are spirit, and we have a soul, and we live in a physical body, evident from the creation of man. God's makeup, God divine for mankind. Now, after we are born again, after we receive the new birth, we become this new creature in Christ, this new creation in Christ. We receive the divine nature of God. The rest of our Christian life consists simply of renewing and releasing day by day by day. That's what we are doing now. We are renewing and we are releasing. Entering into our true identity, our divine identity, the identity just like our spiritual daddy, our heavenly father, the one by the spirit we call Abba, Father. We are spirit that have a soul that lives in a body. Now, one part of that spirit, soul, and body is a pivot part. Yes. One part is a pivot part. Somebody say pivot part. And that pivot part plays a major function as the lunch pad scriptures say, to be sanctified holy, and that our whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the return of the Lord. There's one part that is pivotal that must be fulfilled in order for us to fulfill that scripture. And I know everybody thinking the spirit. And I wouldn't argue against you, but I will let the teaching reveal to you which part is pivotal for us to be whole in our spirit, in our soul, and in our body. And in the process of renewing our minds, that's a good one, renewing our mind and believing God's word, our soul will agree with what God has already transpired in his spirit. When our souls come into alignment with what it sees in God, spiritual mirror, you know, the spiritual mirror we call the word of God. When that happened, what is already, key word is already, in our spirit releases, that's the releasing, into our soul and our body. We have to get the treasures. God place heavenly treasures in us when he saved us. Heavenly treasures in our earthly vessel was deposited, just like you make a deposit at the bank in your bank account. It was deposited in our spiritual accounts. But those treasures has to be released and come out of the spirit and be released into the soul and the body. That's how we experience the benefit. Somebody say benefit. That's how we receive the benefit of salvation. Now, in that, there's so many nuggets in that, that you that are taking notes, I know you couldn't catch all that, so I'm going to repeat that. And those that did not get the pen and pencil. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to get you a pen and pencil because there's so many rich nuggets in that last statement that will change in your life forever. And I will quickly restate those nuggets. So after being born again, receiving God's nature by the power of the Holy Spirit, the rest of the Christian life consists of renewing, somebody say renewing, and releasing, somebody say releasing. Now, as we renew our minds and believe God's word, believe the reflection from God's mirror, those truths that has been reflected in our spirits enter into our soul, our soulish mind, will, and emotion. And our mind, will, and emotion begin to say, yes, 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 yes. I agree with what God has done in my spirit, and I want it. And the soul begin to receive what God has done, what God has already done in the spirit. When the mind is renewed, the soul sees it and say, I want that truth, I want that truth, I want that truth. It's for me, it's for me. It's the treasure, it's the blessing that God has already prepared for me. And when our soul grabs hold to it and agree with the miracle that God has done in our spirit, we see that spiritual reflection and we say, that's who I am. That's who I am. The world is lying to me. People are lying to me. My own thoughts are lying to me. My own feelings are lying to me. My own emotions are lying to me. I make a choice to look in God's mirror and believe that reflection I see, and I won't believe my own thoughts that's back in yesterday before I got saved, and I won't believe my own feelings that are back in yesterday that I feel. And we make up that our minds no matter what. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, no matter what people are saying, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust him with all of my heart. I'm no longer going to lean to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him because I trust him. And even if I can't see where I'm going or see what he's doing, I know that he will direct my paths. And he only has nothing but good for me. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it seems like. It doesn't matter what it looks like not is happening or it's not going to happen or it didn't happen for her or it didn't happen for him or it didn't happen for daddy or mama. But I look into the mirror of God's word and I see that God has blessed me abundantly, and I'm going to stand still and know that he's God. And I will believe the reflection that I see and allow that reflection come out of the spirit and go into the soul. And when this happens, the soul and the spirit becomes one. And the soul began to release all that goodness into our physical body. And that's how we experience the benefit of our salvation. That's how God does exceeding abundantly above all. Somebody say above all. That's right. Exceeding abundantly above all. See, God is working in me right now. He's working in Minister Smith right now. But most importantly, he's working all over the studio right now. And he's working through the radio, through Mission from the Heart. He's doing a divine work. He's taking us to our divine destiny. And it's not by power. No, it's not by might. But it's by the Spirit. And God say, my Spirit. So it's not even by our human spirit, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that he's doing right now. It's seeding abundantly above all. Don't try to figure it out. That's why the word of God say, lean not to your own understanding. In layman's term, don't try to figure it out. Just trust. Great man of God, Charles Stanley, would say, trust God and leave the consequences to him. I remember in the old Baptist churches when I was a little boy, that old song, they used to stomp their feet in there and they would, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Amen. We have to solidify in our hearts as we look into God's mirror and he reveals unto us what he has done and where he's taken us. And we have to solidify in our hearts that I will trust. I will trust in the Lord and get our soul to line up with that blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's see, can we pull another nugget? Holy Spirit is breaking nuggets out, and we're going to just pull a reflection out of our spirit. And remember, we have to take it to our souls and allow our souls to see it. And our soul will say, I got it, I got it, I got it. And every other lie that's been in our thoughts and our emotions, we begin to cast them down. Begin to pull down every wicked stronghold that would try to deceive us. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that is on itself over the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity. Amen. And bringing every thought into captivity means just let our minds and our soul rest in the reflection of God's mirror. Just let it rest. Amen. See, because when our spirit started with the spirit man, our God-given spirit, our born-again spirit, when our soulish mind agrees with that born-again miracle, that completed work that's already on the inside of us, buried treasure on the inside of us, we experience the life of God. Hallelujah. And that's even now because he's working on us right now. So we can release the life of God through us and through us. We can release the life of God out of our spirit man. See, our voice is powerful because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we can open our mouth and just release what God has already done in our spirit man. And we can release it into our soul. It's through the door of our minds and allow it to enter into our soul. And what our soul does is take it to the physical. Take that blessing. Take that power. Amen. Take that goodness and that love, that joy and peace. Take it to our physical. And once it hit our physical, we can release it into the atmosphere. So right now, in the studio, I release the goodness of God in the studio. Amen. I release the goodness of God through Mission from the Heart Radio out of, into every listening ear. Releases the divine treasures, the divine flow of God. I release it. The divine life of God. I just release it into the atmosphere. He already blessed us with it. And our souls receive it and see it. And then we open our mouth and we speak it into existence. And I release the divine soul of God. Oh, yes. 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 See, a born-again spirit is always, I mean always, for God. God placed that in us. A born-again spirit has been completely changed by God into his image and his likeness. It's not a work we did. Ephesians tells us, it's by grace. Oh, that's a beautiful word. Somebody say grace. Amen. Through faith. And then I like the other part of that. It's a gift. Yes. Yes. It's a gift from God. And we can say, it's a gift from Daddy. Man, glory to God. God gives us good gifts. And the greatest gift he has given us, first and most of all, is our salvation, created in his likeness, in his image. And it's our job to get that into our soul as well. Now, when our souls do agree with this miracle that God has already done in our spirits, we are three-part being, and now we got two parts agreeing with each other. And the majority always rule two against one, the spirit and the soul against the body. Then that fullness that the spirit and the soul are agreeing with begin to release into our bodies. And now our bodies join in and experience the divine life. Amen? So we just release the divine life under the power of the Spirit of God, by virtue and the authority of the Word of God. We release that divine life into the studio. We release that divine life through Mission from the Heart Radio into the hearts and the minds and the bodies of God's people. We come one with our Father, and our Father come one with us. We rejoice in the new life that he has given us, not just any old type of life, but the life that Jesus Christ said, I come that you may have life. In layman's terms, I come to give you life, that life and that life more abundantly. Amen. That's the abundant life. And we just release, I just sense a flow of the Father today. Amen. A powerful divine flow of our Father, a release of victory, a release of strength, a release of power, glory to God, where we can stand in every circumstance, in every situation. Praise the Lord. I like that. I like that. And I feel the Spirit want us to go there. Stand, stand. Let's go to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10.
Ephesians 6, verse 10. And it reads this way. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Amen and amen. Ephesians 6:10. Mm-hmm.
I want you to read a couple of more scriptures on that. Read it on out. Read it on out until I say stop.
Okay. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Verse 19. Amen.
And let me show you why we have to put that on daily. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10. And read verses 1 through 5.
2 Corinthians 10, verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in present am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present, I may be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 6, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Amen. So you can see that we are in a warfare. And that warfare is described as hand-to-hand combat with the enemy. But the secret to that is Ephesians told us what we read, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We say we're not fighting human beings. And he lists the forces that we're fighting. They are invisible forces. We can't even see them. He said we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against the ruler of the darkness of this age. And he said spiritual wickedness in high places. They're invisible. And because they're invisible, he said, therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to withstand in the evil day, and after all, to stand. So somebody probably didn't armor up this morning when they got out of bed, because we have to put this on daily. And I am just being led by the Spirit to lead us to armor up and the whole armor of God. And Father, right now we just put on your divine armor for knowing that we are called of you to do a work in this earth realm, and knowing that this earth realm is not our home, that we are from your kingdom, and this earth kingdom is not our home, for we are children out of the kingdom of the living God. We are your ambassadors representing you in the earth realm. And yes, we are in a spiritual battle, a spiritual warfare, but you have already equipped us with the divine armor. And now, together, individually, together, collectively, we put that armor on. And my Lord and my God, we gird our loins with your truth. For Jesus said, I am the truth, the life, and the way. And my Lord and my God, we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. For Jesus said, peace I give unto you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. And Father, we put on the helmet of salvation to protect our minds. For Paul said, I'm not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the good news of salvation to whosoever believes. And my Lord and my God, we put on the breastplate of righteousness, knowing your word tell us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature, new creation. All things have passed away, and all things are become new. And Father, we put on, take up that shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. For your words say that we walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. For you say, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And as we diligently seek you through Mission from the Heart Radio today, we receive every reward that you have for us for diligently seek you. We receive it in our hearts. We receive it in our minds. We receive it in our souls. And we receive it in our body. And Father, you say, in the word, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will last forever. That word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Amen. The flower fadeth, and the grass may wither, but the word of God lasts forever. And God, you tell us, you say, pray, you say, pray, you say, pray, you say, pray, and you say, pray. You say, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will. It's your will. It's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. That's you, and that's me. And Father, we thank you for allowing us to put on the whole armor of God, that armor of a divine fighting soldier that God has already given to his people, to be able to stand even in the evil day. Now, maybe there's somebody listening, somebody in the studio, somebody listening by radio that couldn't put that armor on because it's an armor that God, our Father, gave to his children. Maybe there's somebody out there that do not know God as Father because they haven't received him as Father. You know, my heart rejoices because if it is, today is your greatest day, because we at Mission from the Heart Radio, We are Salvation Ministry. And the Holy Spirit joins us on every series. He just jumps in when it's time for him to come jump in. And he jumps in and he says, it's my time. It's my time to pull the hearts of the people to the Father, that they can receive the Father's heart. And yes, the Father is willing to receive their heart. And I tell you what, I know that Holy Spirit is here right now to bring hearts to God. And that always give me the signal to know it's time for me to stop, it's time for me to drop, and it's time for me to pray and turn this microphone over to the woman of God that God has anointed to take us to the cross of Jesus Christ that we may be saved. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This has been a blessing to my soul. And I pray that it has been to you also, our brothers and sisters. I tell you, this is one that you definitely need to re-listen to so that you can get it in your Noah, as Minister Copeland says, that it is. And it can be a lot to comprehend, to chew on, especially if you are a new believer in Christ Jesus and you hunger to want to grow and go so that you can share the gospel with others. But this, today's lesson, is one that you may want to listen to over and over and over again in order for it to get deep down into your soul. Because once you give your heart, your life to Christ through salvation, oh, the Spirit comes alive, as we learn today. But one thing we have to do as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to continue to the journey of discipleship. We have to continue discipleship through his word, one with another, small groups in your church community, or maybe a home group Bible study, and continuing to listen to Mission from the Heart. This is a necessity of the saints, that we would become mature saints, not just drinking on the milk of the word as illustrated, but eating the meat, moving from milk to meat of the word, chewing on the word in a sense to where you can get it inside and it becomes a nourishment to the soul, to where the body, that earth suit, starts carrying it out in your community. That love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, patience comes a norm to your soul. And through your body, it is a way of life so that others may see why you don't get so agitated or discombobulated. Why? Because of whose you are in Christ Jesus and what you possess, or should I say who you possess in Christ, and that is the Holy Spirit living inside of you. I tell you, if you repeated the words that Minister Copeland said before I came onto the mic, that was prayer, scriptural verses of salvation. So that's why I say, my brothers and sisters, listen to this broadcast, this teaching again, and actually any of the broadcasts on Mission from the Heart. But the verses that Minister Copeland said are verses that we chew on, that we get inside of us, that we carve on the heart of our lives, that we pray them back to God as a adoration of praise to him. And understand that those very words are the very nourishment talking about the Word of God, to our soul. So as long as your heart is pure, meaning wholehearted, not half-hearted, wholehearted, you are sincere, and that you are as humble as you know how to be, my brother and my sister, then you are ready to receive the very free gift of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on that cross. It was his blood that ran down to cover, save us from damnation, eternal death, because he resurrected. He raised from the dead, that we too will be raised from the dead. He's our Redeemer, my brother and sister. So as we continue in a simple prayer, you prepare your heart, just as Minister Copeland said, prepare your notes for the sweet nuggets. Get your pen or pencil, write them down. And this is our cry to you, if you will, that this not leave you. It's rich, it's a necessity, it's needed for us to continue to grow and go in grace. So let's pray a simple prayer that you would receive salvation. Now, again, you may have already received salvation through the scriptures that Minister Copeland said prior to me coming on, but just as a definite, here I am, Lord, let's just pray right now. So as you prepare your heart, bow your head or bow down on your knees if you can, and if you feel led to lay prostrate, lay down on your belly, get low as you can in order to come to the feet of Jesus, letting him know that you surrender it all to him as wonderfully, as wholeheartedly, as beautiful as you know how, that you would receive his free gift to us, and that is salvation. So let's pray. Father God, here I am. I trust and believe you, as humble as I know how. I know that Jesus died on the cross for me, and he paid the penalty that I could not pay because of my sinful, sinful soul. Lord, I surrender it to you, and I pray and ask that you would transform me on the inside, Lord God, that I would be made whole, brand new, a new creation, born again on the inside, that I receive by faith and believe that your amazing grace for me, who is not worthy, but Lord, you loved me so much that you gave your Son for me. And I thank you for that, Lord God. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray today. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, as you get up, as you wipe your face from tears running down, because you are now, hallelujah, a child of God. And you are brand new in nature. You have been born again. The Holy Spirit lives, hallelujah, inside your heart. And that is a promise for those who have come to the feet of Jesus with wholeheartedness and humbleness, that you are now in the household of faith, the ark of salvation. Whatever you want to name it, you are a child of God, bottom line. And we are just excited. Minister Copeland and I and those in heaven are praising the Lord because of you today, saying yes to God and no to the foolishness of the world. Hallelujah. Now, we encourage you, as we always do for Mission from the Heart, to seek out a Bible teaching church. Definitely do that in your community, one that you can definitely experience growth in your soul, growth in your speech, growth in your transformed mind, in your thinking, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, that lets the world know that you are a follower of Christ Jesus. That's what that does. You give a hallelujah praise, shout to the Lord that I am yours and yours alone. Hallelujah. And you let the world know that you are a child of God, Holy Ghost filled, and walking out your soul salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are so excited. We also encourage you to seek out a small group Bible study in the church or a Sunday school class, and continue to be discipled and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart. Yay, God, this is a joy from our soul that we are excited with you, as the saints are called to do. So I'm going to give the mic back over to Minister Copeland, that we would be joyful together. Minister Copeland.
I am super excited to be joined together with my new brothers and my new sisters. Super excited that there was a heart that looked into the heart of God, but deception and lies allowed that heart to turn away. But the truth came forth today, and the truth set that heart free, and that heart turned back to the heart of God. I am super excited that God is now doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and he's doing it by the power of his spirit. Welcome, welcome, my brothers, my sisters, my brothers and sisters that returned back to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the greatest day of your life. It's a great day in my life because I'm excited to see you come home. And I know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing. For the word of God tells us the angels rejoice when one turned their hearts to the Lord. So the angels are rejoicing. And, you know, just a revelation God gave to my heart, why the angels rejoice when that one or that many come back to the heart of the Lord? Because the angels are looking at God. And when the moment you turned your heart to God, there was a divine smile that came on God's face. And when the angels saw that smile, they began to rejoice and shout, hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm just so super excited. And I am enjoying this teaching, the revelation of the spirit to the soul and to the body. It changed my life, amen. And this teaching opened me up so that I could do what Galatians was telling me to do. Galatians told me to walk in the spirit, and I wouldn't mind the lust of the flesh. And I didn't know how to walk in the spirit until God opened up this word and divided me asunder. And that's the scripture I missed at the beginning, and we're going to read that. Divide asunder. Hebrews. Somebody probably didn't hear my joke about Hebrews. And while she's going there, it's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And while she's going there, I'm going to tell you my joke. Why is it not proper for the women to make the coffee? I'll tell you why. because the Bible says Hebrews. That's Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let us read that.
Amen. That is really a nice joke. Hebrews chapter 12. Which verse, Minister Copeland? I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, verse 12.
And it reads this way. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen.
Amen. Now, I want you to read it again, but and just emphasize all those great attributes that you brought out in there. You say the word of God, and it just started just bringing some attributes and just release those attributes through the studio and across the radio waves. Read it one more time.
Amen. I'll read it again. And it says, Hebrews 4, verse 12, we're rereading, for the word of God is living and powerful.
Living and powerful.
And sharper. Yes, and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Two-edged sword.
Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit.
Yes.
And of joints and marrow.
Yes.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen.
Amen. And that's where we are with the relationship of the spirit to the souls in the body. We look in God's mirror, which is the word of God. Amen. And we let it dissect us. He said, dividing, King James said, dividing asunder, and that means cut in half. See, most Christians don't know the difference between their spirit and their soul. Amen. Number one, they do not spend enough time in the Word of God to allow it to divide what their scriptures say, to divide, to cut it in half. We have to let the Word of God to separate our spirit from our soul. Amen. And our thoughts. To reveal our thoughts that's not lining up to his word, and the intention of our hearts, which is not God's desire. So we have to let the word of God cut us up and open us up that we can see what the spirit is doing in our spirit and what he's doing in our souls and what he was doing in our bodies. And we didn't hit the pivotal point yet, but we're going to get there next week. There's a pivotal point, amen, that works all this together. While God is working it together, what he does is he gives us an understanding of his working and knowledge and wisdom of the work and how he works. And we begin to line up with that work, spirit, soul, and body, and we come one with that truth, and we be made whole on the inside with an overflow on the outside. Now, I have three diagrams in studio with me, and we wasn't able to get to the diagrams. And those that listen by radio, you probably say, we can't see the diagrams, and that's true, but through the power of the Holy Ghost, I will be very explicit in my descriptions that your heart will be able to see, just like those in the studio are seeing with their natural eyes. you will be able to see and understand the operation of the diagram with the eyes of your heart. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. And so we're going to stop there and continue next week as I release the blessing upon you. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest in you and through you. And may the love of God overflow out of each and every one of us. Others may come to know God and receive his plan and design that he has for their life. I love you. I thank God for you. And may God continue to bless you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. And on that note, my brothers and sisters, continue in your faithfulness to God and continue in your faithfulness as being a faithful listener to Mission from the Heart. God bless you.